At the time, there was a 65-year-old lady lying in bed when the bomb landed on her bed. Now, I don't think I need to explain to anybody the seriousness of that and what could have happened. And today, we're thankful to God that we aren't dealing with fatalities. This is a despicable act, a terrible act, committed by people who have no regard for our community. Today, we've launched an attempted murder investigation of a member of our community. I'm going to appeal to the community to help us. We know that the vast majority of people in this society do not want to see this sort of activity taking place. Do not want to see these people operating this. They offer nothing. They are nothing for society. They have stooped to new lows in the last few days by throwing a device, a bomb through a pensioner's window. And this area is one that is predominantly vulnerable people, elderly people. I'm sure people can understand the shock and anguish that this family have gone through, this lady has gone through, and also the wider community. So I appeal to the community. There are people in society who know who carried out this attack. I appeal to those people to help us catch those and hold those accountable. So we've launched an attempted murder investigation, and our detectives will be investigating this. We will be doing everything we can to hold people accountable for it. There can be no justification whatsoever for a bomb being thrown through anyone's window, let alone a vulnerable elderly lady's house. Those people are concerned, and I will point the finger firmly and squarely at violent, dissident Republicans. There are people of all shades who will condemn this act. This is a very small minority of people in our society who have carried out this attack. The vast majority of people will stand together against these people. I appeal to the community to stand against those, help us identify who took part in this, and help us.